Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgie and Cass with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, James Jim Joseph Dowling, the 70-year-old man who was arrested under the new Queensland hate speech laws in Brisbane in March, has told the Brisbane courts that he wants to plead insanity. Mr. Dowling faces the court after attending a protest in front of Brisbane's Boeing headquarters and displaying a banner that stated a prohibited phrase, followed by the phrase, "Brisbane will be free of Boeing." After being asked by the magistrate on Tuesday morning how he would like to proceed, Mr. Dowling said, quote, "I'd like to plead insanity. I think the charge is insane and anyone who takes it seriously is a bit sus as well." A protest in solidarity for those arrested will be held on Sunday at King George Square.
Arguments in Queensland Parliament regarding conduct of both parties have broken out following the death of former Labor MP Jimmy Sullivan. After the discovery of his death on Thursday evening, representatives from both parties have been singling out members, including Premier David Crisafulli, with Parliament being described as, quote, toxic, after Member Sullivan was removed from Labor last May. Opposition Treasury spokeswoman Shannon Fentman stated that, quote, "Queenslanders will be, quite rightly, shocked by some of the footage of how Jimmy was treated in this place, and that it is a time for all of Parliament to, quote, reflect on all of our behaviours."
In national news, a humpback whale has been freed after being stranded for 24 hours at Wallace Lake Estuary on the New South Wales mid-north coast. The juvenile whale, which weighed about 12 tonnes, was first sighted on Sunday afternoon, swimming under the Forster Tuncurry Bridge before becoming lodged on a sandbar in Wallace Lake last night. Crews from SeaWorld travelled from the Gold Coast today to assist New South Wales National Park and Wildlife Services, or NPWS, Organisation for the Rescue and Research of Cetaceans in Australia, ORRCA, and local Marine Rescue New South Wales volunteers in carrying out the rescue. The whale was freed about 3 p.m. today and was being guided by marine conservation vessels throughout the estuary's sandbars.
A parliamentary inquiry has heard a New South Wales regional school predicts it will lose students if a waste incinerator is built a few kilometres away from its campus. A New South Wales Upper House committee is investigating proposed energy from waste incinerators that would burn Sydney's red rubbish bins to produce electricity. The $1.5 billion Parks Energy Recovery Facility is slated to burn 700,000 tonnes of rubbish per year, if approved. A collection of First Nations groups voiced their concerns about potential toxins damaging significant environmental and cultural sites. Although the overwhelming majority of speakers opposed to the project, there were a few residents who voiced their support.
And finally, in international news, over 250 people remain missing in the Andaman Sea off the coast of Bangladesh after a refugee trawler carrying over 280 people sank on its way to Malaysia. The boat left southern Bangladesh overflowing with Rohingya refugees and Bangladeshi nationals before being affected by heavy winds and rough seas, causing it to capsize on its fourth day at sea. Similar tragedies are far too common in the region as thousands of Rohingya peoples, Myanmar's persecuted Muslim minority, make attempts to flee a life of repression and civil war, often ending up in camps in neighbouring Bangladesh before opportunities arise to move further. Bangladesh Coast Guard teams are continuing operations to recover those who remain missing.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That is all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, if you want to have a wonderful, wonderful day, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.